Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 310748. Sorry, you're having trouble. Please, goodbye.
I'm on Skype, help you real fast.
You got that answering machine button pressing down, man.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Bobby.
Yeah,
so
I'm ready.
We're having a meeting with Farah. She's a beautician, and she knows a lot about the applications, like Jordan from yesterday. She's actually used a couple of them herself.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Clayton. Hello. Hello, hi, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Gopi. I don't think we have talked before.
Oh, yes. Hi. No, I haven't spoken with you. What was your name again?
Okay. Gopi. G-O-P-I.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And
nice
Clayton and Rick. Yeah. Nice. Thank you for taking the time. We are, as you know, we are developing an app, and we would like to work with people like you so that we make it really useful. So in order to do that, I want to discuss with you a couple of things that we offer and how to offer it. One is leads. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
I can't hear you. You said what?
Leads.
Oh, leads. Yes.
Yeah, leads. I assume that you are interested in leads.
Yes.
New businesses? New business?
Yes.
Okay. There are many ways of offering leads. One way is to do a call transfer. In other words, when people call us, we send the call to you. The other is text or messaging through the app or email. So from all of these different ways, do you have a preference?
Probably text or email.
Text or email. And when we send you text, would you like us to first screen the caller?
What do you mean by screen?
That means, should we
what
ask
exactly
them
would you be
Okay. Maybe you're not interested in doing certain kind of service. Maybe certain kind of... you tell me what are the services you are interested in. Just give me some examples.
It's just when you say screening, I'm not sure if you mean like getting a name and number kind of thing, or if you mean like finding out exactly what they want and where they live and all of that beforehand.
No, no.
Like, what do you mean?
Finding out exactly what they want.
Finding out all of them. Okay.
Is that useful to you, or would you rather do that yourself?
Yes, it would be useful, especially in the case where I know a lot of different providers charge different amounts. So being able to filter out the people that could even afford people's price points would be helpful.
Oh, so you would also like to ask them how much are they willing to pay?
Yeah, like what? Well, not necessarily what they're willing to pay, but if you tell them, oh, we have people in the area with this much experience to this much experience that charge between this amount and this amount, then they can decide, oh, I don't care about their experience. I'd rather pay the least I want. Or someone could be like, I don't care about the amount. I want the service to be the best possible. Like, you know, there's just different types of customers. So filtering out that kind of thing would be helpful for me. Because I do, especially with like my Yelp, I'll get a lot of people that ask me for services, but then once they find out how much I charge, they're no longer interested. So it would be helpful to not waste the time going back and forth with them to eventually get to the point of I can't afford you. So
So in order for that screening, are you willing to pay anything? Or you expect it to be free?
I'd be willing to pay for it, yeah. That kind of screening.
Pay by call, pay by subscription, pay by commission.
It would depend on the quality of the leads, I guess. If it's people that are guaranteed to book or people that are like serious about it, not people just inquiring just to get a feel for it, then I would be willing to pay a monthly amount. But if it was based off of people that may or may not, like I would say commission would be preferred.
Okay. This is the kind of feedback we really appreciate. Because in our app, I guess what you're saying is you would like us to build in multiple options for you, whether you can subscribe for leads per month or you can pay a commission, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the commission would be something where it's like maybe you guys are throwing an infinite amount of people our way, but it's hit or miss whether or not they'd actually get a service. Versus someone paying a monthly subscription and knowing that you guys are giving them solid, you know, leads, like a certain amount per month. Like that would be something that I'd definitely pay for if I knew 10 to 15 people are for sure going to book every month. I would definitely be willing to pay a set amount and not worry about it. But if it's like,
I'm not going
maybe
to
they will,
hold
maybe
you.
They won't.
I'm not going to hold you to it, but can you give me an idea of what you might consider paying every month?
If I were to get 10 solid leads, like people that are ready to book right now, I don't know, 150, depending on what they were trying to book, because I know for me, my lowest service is like $50. So $100 wouldn't be something I wouldn't be willing to pay.
Okay. That's very useful information for us, because we try not to hit on commissions, because I think commission structure right now in many apps is so high that you probably wouldn't want to use the commission next time you book the customer, right? I mean, you wouldn't want to go through the app, right?
Yeah, not with the level of commission that they charge. No, if they could do something more reasonable. I just feel like if everyone's providing all of their own everything.
Yeah, right.
And you're just, you know, supplying jobs. It shouldn't be a 40% to 60%. Like, it shouldn't be that kind of rate. It shouldn't be, like, that's a very big
amount
to take. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Are you paying Yelp by any chance? Are you actually paying Yelp?
I'm not paying Yelp anything. I have paid them in the past, but no, I'm not paying Yelp anything.
How many Yelp leads do you get a month?
Now, not very many. I used to get maybe 3 or 4 solid ones a month, and then the rest of them would just be people curious. Now I'll say maybe 1 good one, and then the rest are just asking questions and never actually do anything.
Yeah. When you don't pay Yelp, they have a way of not sending you to
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
So where do you get most of the leads now?
Most of my leads now, people will find me on Instagram. People will find me through Google. I have a lot of people that are word of mouth, like other customers I have that will refer people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's mostly it right now. I'll get a few new customers from people who have had like horrible experiences with apps and they still want a mobile service. They just don't necessarily want to do it through a big corporation. But that's mostly it. I haven't done any advertising in maybe about a year, and I still get people reaching out.
Okay. So that's about it. The second part of the question was, would you we are going to offer a customer relationship management system. That's a kind of technical word for something that helps you manage your business and your customers and your payments and your supplies all in one place. Is that something useful for you?
Yes, that would be useful, yeah. Would that mean that even if it were my own personal clients, I could upload them into the system and it wouldn't be any...
Yeah,
that would be useful.
Yes. And for that, would you be willing to pay $30 a month? That includes everything, all the services, syncing with QuickBooks.
You mean on top of the leads?
On top of the leads, yeah.
No. I wouldn't pay 30. I'd pay more like 15 or 20.
Okay.
Yeah. 30 would seem kind of a lot.
Okay, but 15 is okay.
Yeah, 15 or 20. Like if it was like 1995, I'd be like, oh, that's reasonable. Like I wouldn't.
Okay. So in this system, could you, just off the cuff, can you tell me the top 3 things you would love to see in CRM based on your experience in the business, right? You probably have thought of, how I wish I could do this on my phone, right? Or how I wish I could do this on my computer. What would it be?
So my biggest thing right now is clients pay me through a lot of different things. So if it were able to all be seen in one place, that would be extremely helpful for like tax purposes. Like some clients will pay me through Venmo, some pay through Cash App, some will pay through Zelle, some will pay with a check, some will pay with a card. So I'm using like Square and PayPal and Venmo and Cash App and all these different things. And it's managing all of that is a time waster for sure. So being able to see all of that in one place would definitely be worth the money for sure.
That's wonderful. That's a real concrete example. Is there a second best?
Not that I could think of right now. That's like my main. That would be my main thing for sure.
Are you using? Sorry, go ahead.
Something else the system could do. I mean, being able to have it to where all of my prices are all on there built in, but then I could also upload my own like promotional codes and things of that sort. So if I wanted to offer some holiday thing, people don't have to like contact me and be like, what's the deal for this? They could go somewhere and see it. Like that would be helpful. Like maybe if I was able to send out like a email blast that's connected to where they would be booking from kind of thing. That would be helpful.
Sorry for pressing. I would like three items. So
yeah,
what's the third one?
I don't know. Just easy booking. The easier the booking platform could be, that would just be very helpful because even I have a lot of clients that it'll waste my time. Well, maybe this would be it. Like maybe if there's like a way where the text that people send me, certain clients' numbers that I could save in there to where whenever I get a text from that number, it's able to see that they're trying to book an appointment at this time at this day and it could just do it for me instead of me having to go in and do it. Because I have a lot of clients that they can book online, but they rather text me and me do it. So it would save me time to not have to, in the middle of an appointment, text them back and say, okay, I'm available, I can do this or whatever. Like if it could just
it. So it's like a bot, right? The bot gets a text message from a customer. Now, how would the bot do it? Can you tell me how would the bot book it?
It would see the message saying that they want to book, and then it would ask them when they would like to, like what days they prefer, and out of the choices that they give, it could look into my schedule and say, well, these times are available. A great feature for it to have is I have certain clients that specifically book early morning or specifically book this time of day, so if it could just be like, okay, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday at 1 o'clock is available because they always book at one kind of thing. Like that would be helpful.
So based on previous history of the client, right?
Yeah, of that client. Yeah. And if it had that, I would definitely pay the $30 a month. Like,
wow, you made my day.
Yeah, if it had that would be completely worth it. That would save so much of my time that I would not care. It'd be like, take my money. Like,
and you don't think your customer might get upset that you personally didn't do it, as long as they get the appointment?
No, because really, we normally, it'll be like a 3 to 4 message exchange anyway. It'll be a, well, I want to book an appointment, and then I'll say, okay, well, what days are you thinking? And then they'll say what days, and I'll say, okay, these are the times that I have, or I'm not available this day, but I am available these days. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty, like, if you go through my texts with my clients, they all look pretty much the same. Like, they're all very standard. Like, I don't think they would notice because it's literally the same thing. Like, there's no... I might have one client who will ask me to buy a specific shade and like add it to her account. Like that might be the only client where it's like, maybe it's not processing it right, but everyone else is literally the same messages over and over again.
Yeah. But one problem the bot might have, and I'm very interested in your suggestion, is to guess whether how long to commit based on what they want to get done. Like if they want to have their hair done and nails done, right? then mm-hmm. it should look for a bigger chunk of time, right? What do you think?
Yeah. I don't know how your system with the appointments will be set up, but the way mm-hmm. that mines are now, it does write how long the appointment times are on there. And then with certain clients that have like custom appointments, I'll book mm-hmm. their appointment the same amount of time every time. So like through previous history, it would be able to book it that way. So like my average appointment is like an hour and a half, and then I have a few clients that are 2 hours, and then I have one client that gets gel extensions and gel on her toes, so she's like a 3-hour client. That would be the longest thing that mm-hmm. they'd have to look for, and then maybe travel time on top of that, so like an extra 30 minutes. So that would be normally the average.
Oh, you are mobile. I mean, you go.
Yes, I'm mobile, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's wonderful. This is something we can do, but we didn't think it's so valuable. Don't worry, we'll not judge you. You have access. You have lifetime free service. Don't worry. But so you are using some other apps now, right? Or no?
Yes. I'm working with... 2 different apps right now, but not really consistently.
What are they?
One is the Glam app, and then the other one is Priz.
Glam, and which one is that?
PREZ? The Glam app, they do everything. They're like, not everything. They're like hair, makeup, and nails, and spray tans.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one is called Priv, PRIV, and they're, they do everything. It's like facials, massage, nails, makeup, blowouts, all of that.
I might have a question that might be stupid, but when you say they do everything, what do they actually do for facial? I mean, they just have those items in their products, or what is it that is special about facial?
Well, everyone's mobile, so it's like it's an app for beauticians or people in the beauty industry that are mobile. So what they do is instead of us advertising ourselves or promoting ourselves, they promote their own company. And when services are booked, they send them to us. And then they take a commission off of whatever services we do.
So that means really it's based on the leads they give you. The leads are facial. But the bookkeeping and other parts of the app are not really linked to facials, right? It doesn't matter what you do. You have payment and you have...
They don't do any of our keeping track of all of that or anything. It's only like they'll have a part in the system where you can see all the services you've done, but outside of that, it's not like you can print that out and take that to your accountant or anything. It's not really made to be helpful to a self-employed person.
Okay. So when you say they do facial, can you elaborate a little more on that apart from bringing you facial business? In their app, there is nothing special for facial like a way of shooting before and after the facial. During your facial, you wouldn't want to. But, nothing.
No,
or different facial styles or anything like that. Right?
No, they might have a few different types of facials you can get, but I think their main thing is each professional, the app that does provide facials, each professional has their own individual specialties. So while all the services are standard services, you could add on based on what you provide. So maybe someone's booking a basic facial, but when you get there, they're like, if you can do, I don't know, derma, whatever, on top of this. And then add an acid peel, like, and they're like, yeah, I have that, I'm capable of doing that. Then they can add on whatever they want to charge additionally to the base pay of that facial to that amount, and then get paid out after commission, whatever that amount is. They have it set up like that. So it's really based on each individual provider. Like for me, whenever I'm adding on, it's normally if someone wants like gel extensions, because that's not a service that the app offers. They only offer like gel manicures. So then it's just based off of each individual person. Someone can look at your profile and see, oh, wow, they do really cool extensions. I want to get some of those, even though it's not necessarily a service that the menu for the app provides.
I see. So you would you like to have your own menu loaded into that?
Yes, I would prefer my own menu because I definitely do much more than what the standard nail menu is.
Right. I agree. This is a future we'll give. However, you know, we are curious whether you can help us with the lingo of the beauty industry. You know, in screening and in defining what should go into an order, for example, it helps to know the lingo, right? The different ways people order services. Is there a place to get that? Is there something like a beauty school or something which publishes all the different ways people get that service?
That's kind of hard to say because it's kind of, okay, so while there is lingo that goes across the board for certain beauty industries, there's other industries where, like hair, for example, there are certain hairstyles that are called multiple different things depending on where you live in the U.S.
Right.
So
you're so right. But how do you collect
so
all this?
So with that, it's kind of hard to do. But with things like nails, the names are all pretty much the same. So I could help with that. With skincare, the names are usually the same. It's like standard skincare practices, standard specialties, like that kind of thing. Or even with like spray tanning, there's normally like airbrush or, you know, like, the overall spray tan, like it's like there's not that many names, but for things like hair, it's like very specific. Like it's, that would be something where it would, I don't know, like you'd have to do it by state, I guess. That's, hair is very specific because someone in one state might say, oh, this is what I wanted and that's not what I got. And they're like, this is what that is. And you could say, well, I could look up the same picture and this comes up. So like,
yeah, where do we get pictures? Pictures are good, right, for this kind of thing. I mean, where do we get that? We are looking for a source or many sources. We can crawl and find all the different ways people describe hairstyles, right?
I would say initially to just look into like different mobile apps because some of them have like photos to match the names. But what I've noticed a lot of companies are doing now, I'll say specifically with hair because, as I said, people say the same things when it comes to skin and nails because they want people to be able to Google it. With hair, I've noticed a lot of companies creating their own names for looks.
Ah. But
so
then having
like
a photo.
Yeah, and they'll have a photo next to it, and they're like, this is our, like, there's one where it's like the beach girl, or there'll be one where it's like, Hollywood or Miss Starlet or like those kind of things, and it'll be hair that represents that kind of person, like a celebrity who's always on the red carpet or someone who just wants to look fun and free and is on the beach all the time, or the person who just wants a super, super straight, sleek blowout. Like, they'll have pictures of that with like their own name for it next to it. So that could be a way of doing it, just so that across the board, you don't have to like buy city, change the name to match what, you know, people expect. It could just be, these are the looks. And if you want something outside of the looks, there's going to be profiles for every individual provider where you could see, well, they do exactly this and that's what I want. So I can just book them. Yeah. And when they get here, I can tell them that's what I want. They can do it. Well, it's on their portfolio.
Could you help us with what you know in another meeting? Maybe we can treat you for lunch or something. Where are you located?
I'm in Long Beach, California.
Oh, my goodness. I'm old to drive there. okay. Do you come around to LA anytime?
Yeah, I have a lot of clients out that way. I'm there a few days out of the week normally.
Okay, then we really will pay for your time and treat you for lunch in our office. So we can sit down and just write the lingo, or at least locally in LA, how people use, or what people use to talk about hairstyles and beauty services.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking to us.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to help.
Yeah,
you have
helped us a lot.
Go, can I confirm your mailing address?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm your mailing address. Make sure we have the mailing address. We'll get a new check. Just give me 1 second.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, no problem. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
I was pulling my email up right now. Just give me 1 second.
Hey, no worries.
Okay, let's see here. You want the check made out to Jordan MJ DeBar, correct?
To what?
Jordan MJ DeBar?
No, it's Farah Yazid. It's
F-A-R-A-H. Oh, my God. I don't know. You know what? I am, like, literally an hour ahead. We have a conference call with an MJ, and I have no idea why. I thought this was so sorry.
No worries.
Okay, Okay, so it's Farah, and then the last name is spelled Y-A-Z-I-D?
Yes.
And the mailing address is P.O. Box 20358, Long Beach, California, 90801?
Yes.
All right, awesome, awesome. So, yeah, we'll go ahead and mail that check out. Do you have any idea what your schedule is like for next week? That way we can schedule a meeting.
Next week, let's see, Wednesday would be good next week.
Wednesday? What time? You want to, like, 1? Is 1 okay?
1 works, yeah.
Okay, let's see. Give me 1 second. Said Wednesday, 1 p.m. Okay, and what's your favorite food?
What did you say?
So what's your favorite food? Like, what kind of food do you like?
Oh, I kind of eat, I don't know. You could do Indian, Mexican, burgers. I'm not really picky. Pizza.
No, not up to you. Like, I mean, he literally, like, every time we have a meeting, like, he wants, you know, whatever you like. There's, like, no expense. Don't worry about it. You know, we always have places like that.
Okay. Let's do... Italian, I guess.
Italian? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. So what I'll do is once we hang up here, I'll go ahead and text you our address, and then I will touch bases with you most likely Tuesday just to make sure that we're still on for Wednesday. Nothing has changed.
Okay, great.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day.
All right, likewise. Bye-bye.